AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are to meet with Iran's foreign minister in Pakistan tomorrow for negotiations on ending the war. The Justice Department's ended its probe of Chair Jerome Powell on the Federal Reserve's extensive building renovations.
Washington's top federal prosecutor says the Fed's watchdog will instead look at the renovation costs. The move could lead to a swift Senate confirmation vote for Kevin Warsh, whom the president chose to succeed Powell. The probe itself had been in the way. Senator Tom Tillis said he'd effectively block Warsh's confirmation until it was over.
Let's take the win.
Calling for an end to a bogus investigation, which Powell said was aimed at pressuring the Fed to lower interest rates. Warsh told a Senate panel the president's never asked him to commit to a rate cut.
Nor would I ever agree to do so if he had, but he never did.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A volunteer firefighters died battling a wildfire in northern Florida, while more than 120 homes have been destroyed in southeast Georgia. Thousands more remain threatened by two large blazes there. At least six tornadoes hit Oklahoma last night, including an EF4. Jennifer King has a report.
After a tornado damaged at least 40 homes, Enid, Oklahoma is getting a visit from Governor Kevin Stitt.
70 down here today.
There was also light damage at Vance Air Force Base. Storm trackers with KWTV captured video of the big twister as it crossed Highway 81.
Tornado, look at that. It's a satellite tornado.
Rayanne Hunt says she scrambled to her shelter but couldn't resist taking a peek outside.
So I opened it again and I said, it's headed right for us. And I shut it again and then it went to roaring and we heard metal slapping on the door and we hear glass breaking.
The storm stripped off roofs and knocked down utility poles. Officials say some people had to be rescued from under debris, but there were only minor injuries. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Donna Warder has a story from the Boston Marathon.
Runner Aaron Biggs of Northern Ireland was close to the finish line at Monday's Boston Marathon when he saw fellow runner and Massachusetts native A.J. Haridas collapse about 1,000 feet from the end of the course.
I just happened to see A.J. fall. He looked at the finish line. He looked at time. I looked at my watch. I looked at him again.
Video from spectator Peter Grosso shows what happened next. Biggs and another runner, Robson de Oliveira of Brazil, picked up Haridas.
And the natural instinct was just to go and pick him up. I was so grateful to see Robson to come over and put his arm around him as well. And for the three of us to continue our journey and across the finish line, three strangers, three different countries, and we'll have a story for the rest of our lives.
I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.